Hashem hates us. That is exactly what the Jews said and felt, and that's what they said to Moshe Rabbeinu. This week's parsha. V'tayrognu ba'aleichem v'tayimru b'sinas Hashem oisonu oitzionu mi'aretz mitzroim loseis oisonu b'yad ha'emrei l'ashmideinu. The Jewish people felt and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates us, and He only took us out of Mitzrayim so that we'll be destroyed at the hands of the Amori. Rashi says, the first part is obvious. What are you talking about? Hashem loves you. He took you out of Mitzrayim, the Eser Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf, taking care of you through the Midbar, everything He did because He loves you. Aval antem soinim oisoi, but you hate Him. Mashal hediot oimer. The way people say this is, what you feel about the other guy is what you're going to say he feels about you. Now there's an obvious question over here. How is this possible? How is it possible for the Jewish people in the Midbar to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates them? We all know, when someone loves you, you can't help but reflect back that love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael so much. Everything that He does for us and did for us is all because He loves us. Where is the possibility that they can feel that He hates us? Where does that come from? And I think one possible explanation could be that Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, as we see from the Torah, messed up royally again and again and again by the Yamsuf, by the Egel, by the Meraglim, by the Misaynim, by the Misavim. So many times. And it could be that at a certain point they started to feel, we just can't measure up. There's no way for us to ever get this right. And they might have started to feel a very strong sense of self-loathing. When they pashut can't stand themselves, they feel disgusting about themselves, they hate themselves. And when a person feels that way about himself, he's going to interpret it externally. He's going to project it outwards, and he's going to feel that other people feel that way about him because that's the way he feels about himself. He's unlovable. So I think the take-home message is incredibly powerful. The next time, or any time, that we feel that someone is unhappy with us, someone doesn't like us, doesn't love us, or whatever, the first thing that we need to check is that maybe we have that feeling about ourselves. Maybe I'm feeling that way about myself, and first I need to work that out in order to be able to feel what the person really feels about me, which may just be an amazing amount of love.